Case number 11439, Ernie and Denise Tyler, south of Route 54, Lighthouse Road, and being southwest of Maple Lane, 1,500 feet south of Cedar Road, and being lot 34 within Kenwick Subdivision. 911 address of 38400 Maple Lane, Subbyville, Delaware. Tax map ID number 533-19.16-44.00. Requesting a variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirement.
Good evening, gentlemen, ladies.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Ernest Tyler, 38400 Maple Lane, Selbyville, Delaware, Kingwick on the Bay.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Okay.
Well, I bought the property back in like 1967. Had a house built in the mid 70s, around 1976, as a vacation home, with the hope over 40 years to make it a permanent address, which we did 2 years ago. The house is about 1,200 square feet, and over 40 years old. Sliding doors are shot, plumbing shot, shingles are hard as the dickens and brittle. Too much money to fix the house, and we decided we were going to replace it. We have a builder. He gave us the layout for the house and said it would meet all of the requirements and the setbacks. He was talking about the county. I took a look at his layout and said, you don't meet the HOA, the Homeowners Association setback. Their setback for rear is 20 feet from my bulkhead. When I saw where they were laying it out, they were short about 8.5 feet. So we went back to the builder. I talked to the Homeowners Association there. They will not move on the 20-foot rear setback. That is solid. They do have a difference in your front setback. I think the county is 30 feet. The HOA is 25. On the side, the county is 10 and the HOA is 5. We're requesting a variance of 5 feet for the front, so I can get the house that we want to build to fit on the lot. I've already reduced the house by 4.5 feet. I can't make it any shorter. The lot on the east side is 115 feet long. On the west side is basically 124 feet long. The variances are calculated, I guess, on the short side. So when you look at a 20-foot setback and a 30-foot setback, that's a total of 50. 50 off of 115 leaves me with 65 feet, and that doesn't fit a 75-foot house.
Mm-mm.
So the 75-foot house got reduced down to about 70. I can't reduce it anymore, but I need 5 more feet, and that's why I'm requesting the front variance of 5 feet.
Okay.
The side variance is for a 3-foot concrete pad to put the HVAC unit sitting on the pad on the side of the house and not under my bedroom window, which is the other alternative. It should go on the side of the house. As far as the variances, the uniqueness, you have a unique circumstance or condition such as irregularity, narrowness, or shallowness of a lot. Yes, because I've got water on two sides. I've got the canal on the west side, and I have Roy Creek on the south side. The north side is my driveway and my neighbor's boat ramp, and the east side is the only other neighbor that I have, and he already has a house there. Okay. Is there an exceptional practical difficulty due to such uniqueness? Yes, because of the setbacks and the variances. Without the variances, I can't build the house we want to build here, and I've already made it as short as we possibly can. Can the property be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance without a variance? No, because of the outside of the house, as I previously mentioned, and the Homeowners Association county setbacks, I need to have this variance. Is the variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? Yes. Has the difficulty been created by the applicant? No, it's the setbacks that are creating the issue. So I'm requesting a relief of the setback for the front for a 5-foot variance. Effect on surroundings. Will the variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood? No, these same variances have been requested multiple times in King We Call in the Bay. So they're, I think most of these have been granted based on the HOA variance and conditions and their covenants, even though this is different than what the county has. Mm-hmm. Will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of development adjacent property? No, because adjacent properties, and only two of them, have all been developed, and those houses have been there for decades. So they're not going to change. Will the variance be detrimental to the public welfare? No. Will the variance represent the least modification possible of regulations? Yes. Could we get away and eliminate the front variance? We could, if they would base the setbacks on the long side of my property instead of the short side, but I don't think that's going to happen. Is the variance necessary to afford relief? Yes.
Excuse me. Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Hudson.
Yes. Is this a single-story dwelling?
I'm sorry?
Is this a single-story dwelling?
Dwelling, the new one?
Yes.
Yes.
It'll be, it has a second floor, which has one bedroom and a bathroom and a loft area.
What's the square footage of the footprint then?
The new one is 70 foot long by, I'm trying to remember what the width is. I think it's 44 feet.
Okay, so compared to the existing dwelling?
The existing one was 24 foot by, I can't tell from the print.
Are you expanding your footprint there?
Yeah, the old one was about 1,200. The new one will be somewhere between 24 and 2,500 square feet. So about double the size.
Okay. Is that characteristic of the neighborhood?
Yes. Most of the, if you look at the 400 and some odd houses in there, ours is probably on the smaller side of the others. It was a chopped off A-frame, where all the others are square and rectangular because they maximized the footage on the various lots when it was built, but we didn't do that when we built it back then.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Mr. Ricker.
You're asking for a 5-foot variance on the side for a pad?
For a 3-foot concrete pad to put the HVAC unit on the pad.
Well, it's not on the pad. The pad can be ground, so it's on the HC unit itself.
Yeah.
HV unit itself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why couldn't you move that into the back of your building when you planned it?
In the back, which would be on the water side, mm-hmm. It would go right underneath my bedroom window because that's where the master bedroom is.
Okay. And when you designed this house, were you aware of the odd shape of the house, of your lot, I'm sorry, the odd shape of your lot and your building restriction lines?
Yeah,
and
because
did you try to get your...
I've gone to half a dozen different builders. We've looked at anything from stick building to, and this one's in an Insight home, which is, I don't want to call it prefab or modular, but the walls and stuff are pre-built and assembled and put in place. So they have a certain limit as to how much they can chop off and fit. We had asked them several times to see, is this going to fit? Do we need the variances? They said it will fit. We don't need any variances, right up until when I got to see the print and the layout, and they said it won't meet the HOA, and they forgot about looking at the HOA covenants, which I provided them in full detail.
Well, the county, I mean, you're going to have to get that in your head. The county supersedes anything at the homeowners.
Yes.
Okay, so concentrate on that.
Yeah,
okay.
And that's exactly what the builder did. He said it will meet all the county restrictions, so we don't need any variances. But the HOA is 20 foot in the back, where yours is 10,
right?
And they will not budge on the 20 feet. So I'm 10 foot off.
Well, you do have the building restriction line here. It shows you that. So
yeah,
where the county needs you to...
Well, we met the county requirements.
Sure.
Yeah, it's the HOA that...
I just don't want you to get mixed up with those guys, you know, so...
Oh, I've been there, believe me.
Also, you're saying the 5-foot variance in the front, okay, you need that bump out there because of the fact that you are, the shape of the lot, is that the problem you have there, would you say?
Yeah. If you look at the front, there's a 10-foot setback, and that's because my driveway. Well, I called a driveway, and I've looked at certain current ones, and some of them are calling an alley. I've looked at my neighbor's original deed, and it says it's private driveway owned by the three of us. I can't fight. I'm not going to fight the 10-foot issue at the moment.
Okay. If I ask you the question that the hardship is not being created by you, what would your answer be?
It's not. No, it's not being created by me. The issue is because of the setbacks. That's why I can't get the house that we wanted. And I've already sacrificed about 5 feet off of that house. I need the other 5 foot, which is the variance, in order to get it to fit and still be within
the
your requirements and the HOA.
All right, thank you.
Any questions?
Mr. Rickard asked the question, and the question is, has this been created by you? You're suggesting that you're looking for relief from the HOA setback requirements.
The HOA for front is 25 feet.
Okay.
It's the county is 30, and that's why I'm asking the county for the 5-foot variance.
Because of the HOA requirements, then it's not necessarily have been created by you.
Correct.
On the front. Now on the side, you're allowed to encroach 3 feet. I assume that you need the 5 because, it's a more efficient unit, larger, or?
3 foot would be fine.
Would that be sufficient?
It should, yes.
Well, what I'm saying is you're allowed to encroach 3 feet into the setback.
Okay.
You're asking for 5.
They tell me that the pad is 36 inches.
Does it have to be from a certain distance from the, it can't be against the house.
It won't be against the house, so it's probably going to be maybe 3.5. So they wanted to
technically
go for 5.
You're really only looking for a 2-foot variance, but because it encroaches that total distance,
that's why I think the builder went for 5.
So that's a minimum to afford relief then.
Right, and that's within the HOA covenant for side setback. They go to 5 feet.
Gotcha. Okay, no other questions.
Okay. Hey, then, hearing no further questions?
I've got one.
Sure.
I guess one thing I'm looking at is the location of the proposed driveway, and I know this looks like an odd-shaped lot because of Maple Lane.
Yes.
Is that where your current driveway is?
That's where my current... May I?
Yep.
This is the existing house, and this is my current access and driveway. My new one, because the garage will be here, this will come in here instead of here.
Okay.
Well,
I guess one thing that I look at when I look at the survey, because one of the things the board looks at is the minimum variance.
Yep.
Is there a way to flip this, because this part on the eastern side appears to jut out further than the part on the western side?
By about 2 feet, and if we flip it, then the kitchen goes on that side, which we don't want because this is all water on this side.
Uh-huh.
That's why we looked at flipping it. We don't want to flip it, because when the garage goes over on that side, the west side instead of the east, makes the driveway even longer.
Okay. But I guess, I'm just...
And it puts the bedroom on the canal side, and we don't want the bedroom on the canal side. We want the kitchen on the canal side.
Okay.
That's why you can't flip and do a mirror image.
I was just trying to figure out a way that you could fit this on there without having to get a variance. So.
You and me both. I've tried.
Okay.
It appears that if you did mirror it, then the porch would still encroach.
Yeah.
Yeah, we still need variance.
Yeah.
I'd only need 1 foot if we could do it on the long side.
Yeah.
They just won't let me do it on the 124-foot side.
Okay. Any further questions? Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman, I have one letter in favor.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Does it say why they're in favor?
You see,
it just says, I hope that the county will grant a okay for the project. I see no harm.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, again, there was no opposition. Then chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the from the witness or from the applicant's testimony, he's demonstrated that he has exhausted every way to make the house that they desire to fit on the property. Certainly a uniqueness in the shape of the property because of the way the front is laid out, makes it difficult to I would think, either way to develop in the strictest of conformity. The homeowners, although, you know, we don't enforce deed restrictions and whatnot, that is a consideration for the homeowner, and it's more strict than our requirements, and so that's why he's primarily seeking relief on the front variance. On the side, I think it's a minor, it's the minimum to afford relief, because otherwise he meets all the setback requirements for the house itself. And I don't believe the applicant has created the hardship, because the hardship, I think, is because of the homeowner association setback requirements. So therefore, being necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, we've heard him testify that it won't alter the central character of the neighborhood, that it's, in words other than he put, modest compared to other homes there. Not something that's, out of the ordinary. Didn't hear testimony, it would be detrimental to public welfare. And again, he's seeking minimum relief. And I'd make a motion we approve case number 11,439.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11,439. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
Aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,439 is approved, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.